HarperCollins presents Black River, A Jess Bridges Mystery, Book 1, by Joss Stirling, read by James Lely and Claire Wyatt.
Chapter 1. Jess. I don't know what your book club is like, but mine is the sort that ends up with me stranded naked in the river with a dead man and a murderer on the loose. Or maybe that's just me. How did this happen? I suppose you could say it started when Corey told me it would be a great idea for me to join her group. Just a few of us mums, our night away from the husband slash partner and the kids, bring and share supper, lots to drink, lots of gossip, a bit of discussion about the book, eventually. And if I don't qualify as a mum... I watched Corey push her three-year-old in the swing in the back garden of her summer town house in North Oxford. It was a minute patch of lawn, edged with lots of planters that Corey confessed to restocking each year as she suffered from an incurable case of black finger. Nothing survived in her care over winter. My hopes weren't high for her scented geraniums. We were both sipping our evening glass of white, a congratulations for getting through another shitty day. God, Jessica, you don't need kids to come along. In fact, you'd be our exotic alternative. The one living the life innocent of NCT classes or PTA politics. I bet you don't even know what a tray bake is, or pelvic floor exercises. That was when I realised that reproducing brought with it almost as many acronyms and code words as the army. Then again, from what I'd seen, maybe parenting was a bit like entering enemy territory, and you needed some discipline to get through. I still wasn't sure I wanted to enter this contested area that appeared to belong to professional mothers. What did I have in common with them? I didn't have kids, a husband or ex-husband, a house or career prospects. On the other hand, almost all the women I knew were in this life stage. What choice did I have if I didn't want to embarrass myself angling for friendships with those years younger than me? But you do talk about the books you read. Oh, yes. Most of us went to uni, except for Jasmine. She opted for modelling and has ended up earning more than the rest of us put together. I wasn't sure I was destined to like Jasmine and told Corey so. Corey drained her glass and handed it to me to hold so she could launch Leah more vigorously. We all agreed to hate the bitch naturally, but she's so sweet we couldn't keep it up. She'll win you round two. Leah squealed as the swing hit the point where it made the frame judder. Corey slacked off a little. The point is, Jess, we all have dormant brain cells that need stimulating at a minimum of once a month. Stave off Alzheimer's. You can never start too soon. Well, that's an optimistic outlook, Corey. She ignored my dry tone. Believe me, you can only get so far on Disney princesses and the Marvel Universe. Corey had Leah and Benji, a boy of 5, who currently wanted to be Spider-Man when he grew up, so considered herself the expert in both topics. I really think you'll like it. Adult conversation and culture. Standing by the swing set, with the munchkin trying to launch herself into space, I discovered that I'd do anything to please Corey. Even risk an evening of book talk with fecund 30-somethings. And, as real friends do, I agreed to join the book club to keep Corey company. That was why I was now hiding in the bushes, without a stitch on, trying to work out how I could get home without anyone seeing. Conclusion? It was not possible, and I had the horrible, creeping feeling that things were going to get much worse. Corey said she'd come back once she'd caught up with the dog that had run off with my rolled-up clothes. I'd hoped at least for knickers and bra, but the bundle had kept together surprisingly well in the big jaws of the flat-coated retriever. I suppose the name was a bit of a clue, though I was not sure what the owner was going to do with his mutt's offering of a Primark polka-dot sundress and scanty panties. She still hadn't returned. I shivered. My head was swimming with too much white wine, and my body from the real dip it had just taken. Our summer book club meeting. A picnic by the swimming spot called Parsons Pleasure in University Parks. It'll be fun! Our chosen good read, Wild Swim, a trendy book by the improbably named Jago Jackson. This travelogue-cum-social commentary features...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?